through water. But anytime it gets dry, and if you let it come up,
it's a different type of rice.
What it is
hard, hard.
Yeah, and it all they do is street heats, you know. And your other rice, what it's doing, if a fella don't understand it, well, like Mr. Barber read, he showed me that a bunch of stuff about that. Now let's say if you got 10 stalks of rice, a good rice, and you got 8 stalks of red rice. Now all this red rice doing is taking the fertilizer, the nitrogen, everything from your good rice. So that means you gotta put twice as much of everything in it and make it produce the way it's supposed to. And anytime you start doing that, well, you're pushing up your red rice too, if you let it come through.
Yeah.
And, well, they got things to the mill to separate it, but it makes you a bad sample. You won't get the price you're going to get as you get just the white rice.
One thing that they did was, don't they rotate? Do you plant rice in the same field every
year? No. Well, what we do was done on this farm. Yeah, I was taking care of this farm. We had, let me see. We had about 260 acres of rice. We put rice 1 year and pasta. We rotate from rice to pasta every year. And that makes a big difference.
And, don't they have some kind of farms now where they flood the rice and get those animals, get the crawfish?
Yeah. This fella right here did it. I don't know what happened. We had a bad weather. I don't know what happened, but they had money in that a couple of years ago. Tell me, one old boy made him $50,000 with that. A young fella, a young farmer, he's about 30, 31 years old. And he went out there and they had some land, I don't know how many, about 500-600 acres he planted.
Yeah.
And they went out that boy, and his daddy told me, I don't know how true it is, he told me he made $50,000 in 1 year.
You know Chester Wimbley?
Yeah.
That's what he buy his tractors with.
With crawfish?
Really? Yeah, he buy a new tractor.
I know a few years ago they had rented some of them tractors. I don't know how much they were paying them. But they got good crawfish country back there. That's across that 90. They call it Chitanya.
Chitanya?
Yeah.
The town Chitanya.
Well, yeah, it ain't much of a town. It's something like this Bellevue. You run through it, you never know you did. And I don't know that what they did. They had a bad winter this one. I don't know if they...
Now, can you tell me about your mother and father? In other words, were they born here?
Yeah, they both, I don't know exactly what house, but they both was born, and, my grandparents too, they was, let's see, on my mama's, but yeah, my, daddy's mama, she was born, in Acadia Parish. That would mean she was born bit local, you know. Run.
Okay.
And my mother's mama, she was born around Church Point too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I don't can't tell you about my two grandpas. I don't remember for sure.
Okay. Did you know them? In other words, were they living when you?
Mm-hmm. I knew. Well,